When they copy our brains. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. I was at a birthday party, which for me these days is where a group of people are mutually shocked at how old we all are, and the subject of artificial intelligence came up. One person was explaining how she is now training the AI software that will eventually replace her. And soon we were all reflecting on our expendability. By one prediction, in 15 years, AI could eliminate 40% of all jobs, not just manufacturing, but accountants, marketers, even lawyers. A Mueller report written by a smart chip. Who would we subpoena? And what if AI replaces teachers, artists, musicians, writers? Millions would have nothing to do but cash their monthly heartbeat stipends, so at least there's a market for all the stuff the machines are churning out. Now, we can debate whether this will in fact be our future, whether students will be motivated to please a microchip, or whether anyone would pay to see a piece of software sing. But what you cannot debate is that once we are totally dependent on machines, we will actually be dependent on the people who can fix those machines. In our AI future, the troubleshooter will be king. So, learn how to fix things. You will never go hungry. For in a world run by artificial intelligence, it is the service techs who will inherit the earth. And, of course, the plumbers. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.